Pat Rogensack sits on Wisconsin's 4th District Court of Appeals in Madison. She hears cases from 24 counties in southwestern and central Wisconsin. She says she'd push the Supreme Court to work with the state appeals courts as more of a team. She thinks that'd be more efficient. She'd like the Supreme Court to take more cases from the appeals courts.
I would like them to commit to take 70 of those cases. And currently, you know, they only decide about 70 cases. So I don't mean to say that the Court of Appeals would by certification set their agenda. I really would like the Supreme Court to decide twice as many cases.
Rogensack says more cases could be decided if the Supreme Court could accept cases on just one or some of the issues involved. Right now, they review the entire case, even parts that don't seem controversial. Rogensack also describes herself as a common sense, common language judge who writes opinions that you don't need a law degree to understand. If she wins, it would also be the first time that women would hold a majority on the court. Circuit Judge Edward Bruner from northern Wisconsin is also running for the seat. Incumbent Justice William Bablich is retiring. If more people declare their candidacy before the early January deadline, there could be a primary in February. The top two candidates will face off in April. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.